This was going to be the segment that Justin sets up the audio, because it's a little weird to
what?
To talk about myself and play my own audio. But screw it, I'll do it anyway. I don't really care.
I mean, if you
unless you have
to.
Any Justin e-breaks, we can play while Justin's on his way back. That's a good one. Yeah, we should just pivot and just bag on Justin and play all of his amazing e-breaks.
Yeah.
But yeah, kind of a tradition we have here on Work in Progress is we like to talk about when things go well with us, when we do something funny, we do something good. And also, if we get nominated for an e-break, or the rare occasion that we win the e-break, we got to play those at 10:30 to kind of kick us in the nuts a little bit. Well, I was nominated this week. I was pretty proud of this one. It wasn't a technical meltdown, or I wasn't not paying attention when they were talking about the Mavericks and I thought they were talking about the Cowboys, and it totally threw the segment off. This time I was playing my favorite drop, and I think we should play the full context of where I got this from first, because honestly, we can't play this enough.
We had a German Shepherd.
Okay. Yeah.
And my dad brought her home, and she was a former police dog, but they had a hard time training her. And she wouldn't have anything to do with men. She hated men, but she loved me and my little sister, my mom. And one night we had a prowler that tried to get in our backyard, and she ate his ass.
Yeah.
Like, took a chunk after his ass, out of his ass. Not that, Buzz. No, like, she took a chunk, and he went... We found him because he went to the hospital with an ass bite.
And if you are a...
What did I do?
If you're a...
Was everybody acting weird?
If you're a robber...
Never heard of a dog doing that.
If you're a robber...
That's all they do, Mino. They sniff it. They lick it.
They enjoy it. They should be your favorite animal for sure, Mike, the way you're obsessed with that thing.
I still don't get that how he didn't recognize
it. I've just never heard it put quite like that.
And the way he emphasized it, the way he said it. I'm not ready to say that that's my favorite drop of all time yet, but it's gaining, it's getting up there fast.
It's and you can't pepper it's, in there. You have to very strategically place it and have it.
And you can't, yeah, it's so vile. It's you can only play like a little bit of it, and you got to hope people... And know the context. Well, I played the whole drop this week one time, and I was kind of sitting on it because I was ready for it. And this is what I was nominated for in the e-break this week.
I don't know exactly what happened, but she had was her leash on. I mean, her collar on, and we had a hook on the collar. Now we've got, you know, harnesses and choke collars and everything else to ensure that the dogs can't get away.
Mm-hmm.
All she had on, though, was that collar. She jumps in the air, contorts her body, and the collar comes off.
And she ate his ass.
She turns around after she ate my ass.
Oh, my God.
While she's in the air?
In the air. Yeah, it's a really talented
she
dog.
She bit you so hard that she took a chunk out of your bottom.
She did, yeah.
Okay, she, I just want to be clear.
Yeah.
Look at Mike.
I can hear your finger on the trigger waiting to play
just
that.
On there waiting.
I was waiting for it.
Oh,
Danny knew it was coming. During the story, he's looking at me and he's kind of nodding, and I've got my finger ready.
Well, and being
and
on
she
delay
ate his ass.
You know?
Huh?
Being on delay helps you.
Right. You're 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That I can just go back and none of that really happened at all. We wrote that when we were writing our pre-show script.
So are you pretty much just always ready to play that drop? And then if anything else presents itself, you play that in reaction. But that one, you're always ready to play.
That one's that's a page one. It's on page one. So it's ready. And a lot of times,
page one, top left.
Page one, top left, three from the top on the far left corner, I believe. But there was another time, I don't know if we can find it, Chris, but they were talking about, it was when R. Kelly went on, gosh, who was R. Kelly doing that interview with? a couple months ago.
Oprah's friend. What's her name? Gil?
Yeah, whatever.
Brandon?
Han Gil. And he was...
Gail,
yes.
I was close.
And Corby was telling the story about the two of them and how R. Kelly stood up. If you find it, Chris, let me know, or you can just start playing it.
With Gail King?
Gail King, yeah, maybe Gail King is... It's labeled something really weird. I don't know.
You might have not labeled it, right?
No, it's an e-break.
It's an e-break?
But, yeah, I timed that one perfectly, too. It was R. Kelly stood up, and then I played the drop, and it threw everybody off. But it's... If you can make Mike Reiner laugh with his laugh that he... It's not really an audible laugh that he has, but he kind of... He leans back, and he kind of gives you the knowing nod and smiles and chuckles. Like, if you get that, that's probably the best laugh you can get.
Dan's kind of like that too. Where
Dan's a really good one. Also,
90% of Dan's laughs you won't hear. He'll just kind of back away from the mic and smile, laugh,
and he gives you the look too of the acceptance of the.
Yeah, he and Mike are both off mic laughers, which can be frustrating.
We've all been there during interviews.
Oh, sure,
you know
what you've got.
Yes, when you're thinking, "Holy crap, this is pure gold." So she said, if we both had gotten emotional and amped up like that, what good would have come from that? I needed him to stay there.
And she ate his ass.
What?
Oh, my God.
God.
What was that, Danny?
That was a drop.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
It's the dog taking a bite.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
A dog walked in and bit R. Kelly's butt. Is that
context
what you were implying
is,
there?
Is everything. It really is everything.
Context is everything, and that's...
I just saw...
That's pushing the envelope way much.
I just saw Gail King in a whole new light.
He was waiting... Mino's been waiting all day for a moment in which he mentioned a girl and a guy.
And what leads E! News?
Yes, the perfect scenario.
Exactly what happened.
Because that was the day after that, right?
Oh, yeah, it was the
same.
So
you were ready again.
I want to say it was because that won the original one won the e-break, and that one was probably the Monday. And during the break before e-news, Danny's, because I hadn't played the drop yet, Danny goes, you need to play that sometime during e-news. And I said, challenge accepted. And it was the first story, and right away I'm like, this is perfect. I've got it right here. And I won.
I'm waiting
so
for you to
play. So that's the second time I've been nominated for the e-break for playing
I
that
mean,
one drop.
It's the
drop.
Most wheels-off drop.
It definitely is.
You're talking about the most callous of sexual acts, and you're mixing it into random stories.
It's just a dog biting
No, that is
butt.
Not the context you're
that's
looking
context.
For when you play it. You were talking about
ass.
Gail King... And R. Kelly engaging in something.
It's just we're having
that
fun.
R. Kelly would have to prep for a few hours for it to be ready.
That might be the most shocking drop. We actually might have two drops that are more shocking than that.
But you can't
those
play
are
them,
the
right?
ones. No, I've got two shocking drops. The newer ones, Chris played them last break. The little kid
okay,
at the kindergarten. It's just so, it kind of makes your skin crawl a little bit, but it's so funny.
But those could be your Groobs drops. You could play those in an interview and be an all-time hero.
I probably wouldn't play them in an interview.
Like, if you played the Danny one in the Dirk interview when he was talking about his wife, dude, you'd be remembered forever.
But it is my favorite thing to play now when Corby talks about his kids, because we like to joke that Corby's kids just cuss at him and smoke cigarettes and drink all day and watch Game of Thrones and porn on their phones.
Tell them to shut the F up.
And I did play it. I think this was Wednesday.
This was on Friday.
Oh, this was Friday.
Yeah, this
really?
Was Friday.
Okay. So they're talking about fireworks and how his kids don't like fireworks and interaction between how Corby's kids told Corby that they don't want to go see fireworks this year.
So we got in the pool and we're playing horse and goofing around, and then both kids... One kid was like,
shut the
And then my wife came out and she was like, well, you guys need to get out of the pool. And that one said,
no, bitch.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
That's you.
So yeah, now every time Corby mentions his kids, I can play that drop.
You got a big crowd laugh on the remote too. You could hear it in the background.
Oh yeah, I'm just doing it for the crowd. You know, just
you usually don't get
just
that up
feeding
here.
Off the room as a stand up comedian. You really build off of what your crowd gives you.
His head gets so big in this segment.
As a retired,
please stand-up, tell me more about comedy. I'd have no clue about
as
comedy.
I would more consider myself a student of comedy, a retired student
Indeed.
Of comedy.
During this show today,
I don't want to say comedian because I'm not really there yet.
We've done a whole segment on how funny you were this week, and in another segment, you told us you could open for Louis C.K., that he was looking for you in the crowd.
Brian did ask me, oh, God, have an opening joke that I thought, no, I'm not going
to
do that one.
Well, now you have to say it. You're the suspense.
He asked me if I remembered my set. And I said no. Well, I know some of the jokes, but I didn't remember like the punchlines and the setup and everything. But I couldn't do the 5 minutes I did. I could probably watch it and then if I wrote
it
down, right? I've got the notes saved somewhere and I could memorize it again, but I wouldn't want to do that. But yeah, I don't remember. Like as soon as I got done doing it, I pretty much forgot everything of my set.
I think you should go back out there for your sophomore set and see if you have a slump or if you can build on it.
Maybe I'll come out of retirement someday.
Dallas County
I'm not
House.
Saying I'm going to.
They got open mic.
But
do a pop-up
it's
show.
It's out there. Yeah, that's probably what I would do.
Don't tell anyone.
I'm not going to
show up one day.
I'm just going to... Maybe.
Tell
but
us.
Probably not. Probably not.
Let
no,
us.
I'm not telling anyone. I'm just going to do it. And then tell you guys about it later.
I'm going to yell drops in the middle of your comedy set. Like, I'm going to yell the Danny drop right in the middle of one of your jokes. And we'll see how you like it when people bombard your segments.
My question to you is, so I did comedy once. He's been in comedy classes for like 10 years now.
Oh, Trey's a
So we've got two
comedian.
People on the show. You're the one bagging on all of us. And I've never seen you do any type of performance art. So when are we going to get Justin sit down comedy?
See, he's always on. He's always writing.
That's
jokes.
They pay him for that.
Is that
they pay
was
him
that,
for those jokes?
Is that okay. What Damaris was wanting right there? Was that part of your set? That would be funny.
Okay, you want my opening joke?
I'm gonna be an insult comic.
That if I were to
make fun of the crowd,
because Brian was like, "All right, go up there and do a joke."
Yes, I want to hear your
opener. And this can end the show, and it's a really bad joke.
Oh God.
And it was going to be, you know, I was going to go up to the stage and I was going, oh, Addison. Oh, I love Addison. I love being in Addison. Everybody loves Addison. Except for those 10 people in that plane last week. And then everybody would have laughed and we would have had fun. I didn't come up with that joke. Someone else wrote that and gave it to me. And I said it. Not on stage, though.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC, this is Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.